This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. The two Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 13 lakh rupees. Inspector General of Police of Bastar Range, Sundar Raj P., said the gunfight took place last evening in a forest of Kilambargum villages along the border of Kontagaon and Narayanpur districts when a team of District Reserve Guard was out on an anti-Naxalite operation.
जिला कोंडागांव नारायणपुर एवं बस्तर के सीमावर्ती कीलम बुर्गम जंगल क्षेत्र में प्रतिबंधित एवं गैरकानूनी सीपी माओवादी संगठन के पूर्वी बस्तर डिवीजन कमेटी कैडर्स की उपस्थिति की आज सुरक्षा के आधार पर डीआरजी कोंडागांव टीम सर्च अभियान के लिए रवाना हुई थी. अभियान के दौरान अनेक बार माओवादी एवं सुरक्षा बल के बीच में मुठभेड़ हुई. मुठभेड़ के उपरांत इलाके के सर्चिंग में दो माओवादियों का डेड बॉडी रिकवर की गई थी. दोनों माओवादियों का शिनाख्ती डिवीजन कमेटी मेंबर हल्दर एवं एरिया कमेटी मेंबर रामे के रूप में हुआ. हल्दर के ऊपर 8 लाख के इनाम एवं रामे के ऊपर 5 लाख इनाम पूर्व से घोषित थे. मुठभेड़ स्थल से एक AK-47 एवं अन्य आर्म्स एमिनिशन भी बरामद किए गए थे.
द सर्च ऑपरेशन इज अंडर वे इन द एरिया. The Election Commission has started preparation for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections, with the poll body conducting a training program for booth-level agents, BLAs, from the state today. Over 250 BLAs from different political parties of Bihar are attending a two-day training program in New Delhi. This is for the first time that the Commission is organizing such a training program for BLAs at the national level. The Select Committee of the Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bejayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament this month. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. The BJP today accused the Congress of trying to intimidate the Enforcement Directorate, ED, following charge sheet against its senior leaders Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi in the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the ED's action in the National Herald case is a standard legal procedure in which the Congress is trying to create hindrance through its protests today. He accused the party of being corrupt and said it bribed officials during its rule to write off massive loans it owed in this matter. He added that the party has also acquired land illegally under the guise of the Young India Organization.
क्या सवाल पूछते हैं ये लोग, परिवार के लोग? भ्रष्टाचार का इनका पूरा आचरण, शेयर की हेरा फेरी करो, संपत्ति बनाओ, और ये सारी संपत्ति सरकार के द्वारा दी हुई थी. क्या भोपाल, क्या पटना, क्या लखनऊ. फिर उसके बाद ईडी ने मामले को टेकअप किया और उन्होंने अपनी रिपोर्ट फाइल की सेक्शन 8 में बिफोर द कोर्ट, और कोर्ट ने कहा है कि अब मैं सुनवाई करूंगा 25 को. यही तो पूरी कहानी है. इसमें है तो वह क्या कि सोनिया जी, राहुल गांधी बेल पर हैं.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC, and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organised by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region yesterday. India's total exports of goods and services registered growth of 5.5%, reaching a record $820.93 billion during April to March 2024-25, compared to $778.13 billion in the previous fiscal year, despite the uncertainties in the global market. According to data compiled by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the country's total exports during the reported period is estimated at $820.93 billion, while total imports is estimated at $915.19 billion. Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi has been ranked 9th among the world's busiest airports in 2024, handling 77.8 million passengers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.